As we continue in worship, we're reading this morning from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 29 through 43. It says, the next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified this, that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. There was a Mercedes commercial a few years ago that showed a Mercedes crashing into a concrete wall during a safety test. An engineer in a white coat walked over after the crash and kneels down to examine the damage, which is minimal. A reporter then asked the engineer about the Mercedes' energy-absorbing car body. After the engineer tells all about the unique design, the reporter asked him why Mercedes doesn't enforce their patent on the design, a design evidently copied by several other companies because of its success. The engineer responded and replied to the gentlemen, he said, "Because some things in life are too important not to share." Some things in life are too important not to share. There's other things that fall into that category of too important not to share. Advances in science and medicine and technology, those things that save the lives of others, those things are too important not to share. As we join together for worship this morning, we join because we have come to know of a God in Jesus Christ who can and does save lives. A person in Jesus Christ who's too important not to share. Jesus invites us to help others to know who he is in our life. Last week we read the story of the baptism of Jesus by John in the Jordan River, in which the sinless Jesus experiences the waters that come upon him, and Jesus hears those words, "You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And as the Gospel of John, which doesn't have the whole story of Jesus' baptisms, but it has John talking about it, it says, the next day, so after Jesus was baptized, John is again there at the Jordan River baptizing people, and also present with John is Andrew, one of John's disciples who had been following his teachings and baptizing people on the river. Andrew's brother Simon was also there with him as well. They're both fishermen in Galilee, known for their hard work and dedication to the trade. So we have Jesus' birth, Jesus' baptism, and then here we continue in these early stages of Jesus' ministry, and the calling of his disciples to come, follow. Jesus asked the disciples, what are you seeking? Why are you following me? And they ask, where are you staying? And Jesus responds, come and you will see. In Jesus' response, we see no arm twisting, no gimmicks, no Bible thumping, no apparent pressure, just a simple invitation. Come and you will see. Jesus was saying, come spend time with me. And with those, I'm calling and proclaiming this new way of life. Come follow me. Follow me with eyes of faith, allowing yourself to be transformed by Christ's Spirit. Come follow me. In Marcus Borg's book, Meeting Jesus Again for the First Time, he wrote, believing in Jesus is the movement from a secondhand religion to a firsthand religion, from having heard about Jesus with the hearing of the ear to being in relationship with Jesus, with the Spirit of Christ. It's a matter of moving from a matter of a firsthand encounter with God, about having a personal relationship with Christ, hearing those words, you are my beloved, son or daughter, in whom I have joy, in whom you are loved. It's about believing in a relationship that's experienced firsthand by being part of something bigger than yourself, becoming a witness of Jesus by becoming part of a community, a body, a faith, tradition, a church. Being anchored in the love of Jesus, in whom we find strength and power to walk in his footsteps, going the extra mile in our relationships, witnessing peace, striving for peace, extending arms of reconciliation, offering acts of compassion, serving those in need. In this morning's scripture, we see the disciples' hearts captured by the invitation to follow. And with those transformed hearts, they respond. They invite others to come and see, to come follow, to come experience the Jesus of Nazareth. They invite others. The last verse we see them, we see Philip come and follow Jesus as well. What was it that about Jesus that caused people to follow with little or no evidence? I wonder if it was the wonder and the possibilities and the hope of the unknown. Jesus was unlike anyone or anything else that they've ever encountered. I wonder if it was the way that Jesus was able to kind of shake us up and invite us to be open to something new. I'm not saying that it's easy to invite others to come and follow, to come and see. You know, I've always tried to be one that trusted a person from the very beginning of a meeting, from an invitation to a first encounter. I've always been one to trust others, that when someone was talking to me, I was believing that they're telling me the truth from the very beginning of the time, that each person had the best interest of the other at hand. But what I'm finding out and learning now is that instead of so many of us having trust at the very beginning and believing at the very beginning, and you have to lose someone's trust, nowadays you have to start off by trying to gain someone's trust. I don't know you, so how do I know that you're telling me the truth? I don't trust you until we have a relationship with one another. So instead of trust, losing trust, it's now no trust, gain trust in our encounters with one another. It doesn't really matter if it's a lawyer or a pastor or a repair person. It doesn't matter if it's a Christian or not. We all have to seem to gain trust of someone else. And so the invitation's a lot harder to come and invite someone to come and know Jesus, to come and be present, and to come and find out about the Christian faith. It's harder because we don't want to tell people, or often tell people, we want confidence of tangibility. We want matter of fact. Jesus didn't give us all the answers and the details. He didn't give us the magic words to say. He didn't give us the tangibility. It was a matter of faith. Faith. Believing in what we can't see. Somewhere down the line, we've maybe got it confused that we have to explain or sell Christ in order for people to come through the doors. But Jesus just says, allow me to do the transformation. Allow me to work in someone's life. Allow me to help them experience who they are and whose they are. Friends, our job is simply to invite, to welcome, to love, and allow God to do the transformation. There are so many times when we have the opportunity to invite others to come and see Jesus each and every Sunday morning. You have the opportunity to invite someone to come sit with you, to hear about a Jesus who loves them. And each one of us. Sunday worship is about community, about responding to our relationship to God and gratitude and praise, and doing it alongside others. Maybe Sunday worship is overwhelming. Maybe a smaller gathering is easier. Maybe it's a breakfast. Maybe it's a Bible study. Maybe it's choir. Maybe it's dance. Maybe it's another ministry to come and build a wheelchair ramp with you. Who do you know? Who needs to hear those words? Come and see. We are the evangelism team together. We are the ones who invite others. To invite them to know of a God of love and compassion and kindness. Tomorrow we honor Martin Luther King Jr. I hope you'll come and join me and the family down at the Capitol about 9:30 as we walk from the Capitol over to Houston Tillotson. Martin Luther King Jr., who out of his desire for reconciliation and peace, spoke and marched and witnessed and loved the way that Jesus desired for all people to be loved. He invited people to join him in a dream in creating a world in which every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places made plain, the crooked places made straight. A place where the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. The big dream. We're still working on it. It doesn't just happen. It takes people working together with one another and not against one another. It comes by knowing the love of Jesus and sharing it in a way that invites others to experience it. Because, friends, it's too important not to share. And I realize it can be scary and hard. But as we do, may we always know that God is with us, and it's God who does and is working through that invitation to transform the lives of others as he has transformed our life. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for meeting us here in this place, for the invitation to come and see and to come and follow and to come and experience your great love that you have for us through each person here. God, continue to work in our life. Continue to show us how we can best invite others who might join with us on this journey of love and compassion, of kindness and generosity. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.